We have time for a few minutes of question to any of our panelists that we have here, any area that you would like to deal with. We have one here.
The Asian economic crisis is obviously a huge issue. And Mr. Godai touched on it a bit in his presentation, but Dr. Mirti and Mr. Goa did not bring up this topic at all. I'd like to ask Mr. Goa, Dr. Mirti, and then perhaps Dr. Godai again to comment a bit more on the impact of the Asian economic crisis on your respective programs.
In China, the Asia crisis, I think in the economics, not so much effect. So our space program is carrying out smoothly.
Yes, the economic crisis in Asia area is very, very severe, but of course, Japan's economy is some decreasing, but in Japan, we have very thick basis for technology and economics. And in the future, maybe 2 or 3 years later, the Asian area, Asia economic crisis will be resolved. And we Japanese must have effort to resolve this problem.
Thank you.
As far as the Indian space program is concerned, we are not hit by the Asian economic crisis, except in looking forward probably to have a more market. Our market prospects probably would have reduced, but still the commercial aspect of Indian space program is not so predominant. So we are still spending less than 1% of our national GDP, and we are able to convince with the very focused applications we have, the investments, the budget for the space program, national space program, is well supported by the government. Thank you.
Today, Russian economical crisis is connected with Asian crisis. That I can say that influence of Asian crisis on Russia is very strong, of course. And now we have our own problems. But we hope that this crisis will be overthrown, of course.
Okay, thank you. Lou?
Yes, Lon Raines of Space News for Dr. Guo. What plans does China have in the area of human spaceflight?
And the manned space mission is for the peaceful use of the space. It's our one of the goals for the next century. I think we are capable of carrying out this project. And the research work now is doing well. I think China will reach this goal in the next century.
Thank you.
Mr. Hardy from France. It's also connected with the manned space flight in China. What is exactly the cooperation between China and Russia in this field?
You what? I'm sorry.
What is exactly the cooperation between China and Russia in this field of manned flight?
Manned flight? Achievement. Well, now during this phase, the main space project is only under research and some study study phase. So, you know, the international cooperation is our government's important policy. So we would like to cooperate with any country in the world.
An answer from Mr. Onfimo.
I can say that many years ago, many decades ago, we had very close contacts with China when we both states were inside socialist camp. We had good contacts and good cooperation in different areas. But now different times, now the times of commercialization. And today I cannot say about wide cooperative plans in this area of manned flights. I know only about some small technological works in this area, aerodynamics, heat transfer, and so on.
Okay.
Mike Meach with Aviation Week. Mr. Moody, you mentioned looking for industrial partners. Are those from within India or foreign partners or both? Can you give some more details on that?
The answer is from both sides. We are looking for partners. As we know, in the changed scenario, it is necessary to have industrial partners not only from within one country, but across the countries. For example, our remote sensing data marketing is through an alliance with an American company. So in several ways, we look for partners not only from within the country, but from outside also. Thank you.
The question is very simple. Has it been considered to save the air station by putting it up into a higher orbit? I know this was not money, but it would also be possible to save it as a LEO.
Thank you. I heard very well your question, but I'll answer without microphone. Very good question. It is very good and very heavy problem for Russian specialists, engineers, designers, because Mir station is in very good conditions now and it can work many years else. We have a rich experience in continuation of reliability guarantees for this station, in repairing, in changing some apparatus, some equipment which is out of order. Mir station is repairable under its design. Of course, it's very heavy problem for us, but now we accepted plans of seizing Mir station on orbit next summer. And problem of problem of deorbiting Mir station is similar to problem of movement of to move orbit more high altitude more high. We need a lot of special cargo Progress spacecraft to deliver fuel for these maneuvers. For example, for the orbiting Mir station, we need now 4 special Progress cargo vehicles. The last of them must be Progress M with very large fuel tanks, because the last impulse must be rather large of value because of uncertainty of density of upper atmosphere, we need to stay stationed before the last deorbiting on that altitude. We have some merges for situation, and after this we need to do the last impulse of rather large value. For upgrading orbit, we need also a lot of progress stations, and we have now financial and production opportunity to do it. I know about suggestions all around the world to continue Mir station life on orbit. I myself received several suggestions from United States on this matter and so on, but it is only dream, taking into account real situation in Russia. Maybe if somebody would help in big money and in production of cargo vehicle with fuel for these operations, we can do it, of course. For example, I know about suggestion from American side. I don't remember, I forget name of this person who delivered suggestion to Russian space agency. He suggests to create small space vehicle for production of new materials of very high quality in weightlessness condition and in conditions without space radiation. And for screening from space radiation, he suggests to use Mir station around this volume of 1 cubic meter in some other satellites after lifetime ended. But it is fantastic suggestions. We need real engineering suggestion and financial, of course.
Well, that's a great place to finish the session. I'd like to thank Dr. Murty, Mr. Goao, Dr. Godai, and Dr. Amfimov for their stimulating discussions, their good response to the questions. Thank you so much for this first plenary.